We are about to begin Simen Samachay. We will be doing the first Sif. Now, Simen Samachay, the Sif Aleph, needs something of a Hakdama. And that is that in the Bir Alachi, he is referring to a Machlokas Rishonim that the Mechaber and the Rama are based on. There's a Beferish Gemara that in the case of Tefillah, in the case of Shmoneh Esrei, if somebody was Mafsik, if somebody stopped in the middle of it, the halacha is that if he was sha'a kidei ligmar eskula, if he stopped enough, giving himself enough time where he could have said the entire Shmoneh Esrei over again from beginning to end, then the halacha is he must repeat the entire Shmoneh Esrei. A shehiya kidei ligmar eskula passes the entire Shmoneh Esrei. On the other hand, the Gemara tells us that if someone hears tkiya shofar, he hears each one of the kolos in a different hour. Midaraisa, you have to hear 9 kolos, tekiya, teruah, tekiya 3 times. So the Gemara says if he hears each one of them in another hour, he hears one, an hour later a second, an hour later a third, over the course of 9 hours he heard the 9 kolos. The Gemara says, you're yotze. So we have a stira. How is it that in tefillah, shah kadeh ligmar es kula makes it puzzle, and in shofar it doesn't? So there's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Rif against Tosas and the Rosh in resolving the stira. The shita of the Rambam and the Rif is that tefillah is an exception. That dafke in tefillah, if you're mafsik, there your tefillah is pasul. Whereas, with regard to any other mitzvah, with regard to kriyashma, birkos kriyashma, benching, halel, even if you're mafsik in the middle of it, kidei ligmar es kula, doesn't make a difference. Why? The halachi is that you're yotze. Tosfos and the Rosh disagree. They say that the halacha of shah kidei ligmar es kula in tefillah applies to all cases, all of those that were mentioned. So what do you do with kiyah shofar? So they are mechalik between a hefsik that is caused electively, meaning that you just decided that you were going to be mafsik, where that is not ma'akev. Whereas, if you couldn't possibly continue, say, the place became the kind of place that one is not allowed to daven, or the person became one that isn't roy, the person for he had to use the washroom, there was found filth nearby, in a way that you can no longer continue davening, there the halachi is that you have to go back to the beginning. So once again, according to Tosas and the Rosh, if it was shah machmas onus, you could not say whatever it was there, whether it be in tefillah, whether it be in any other mitzvah. If you're mafsik de ligmar es kula, you have to go back to the beginning. The Rif shita is, the Rif in the Rambam, it doesn't make a difference what the reason you were mafsik was. What counts is if it's tefillah, it's pasul, it is a hefsik, in anything else, it is not. How do we paskin? So we begin with the machaber. Koros Seirugin. Someone read Shema, but he was mafsik in the middle. Dahainu shehischil likros vehifsik. He began reading and was mafsik. Bein b'shtika bein b'dibur. Whether it be silently, he just stopped and did nothing, or he actually spoke. V'chazer v'gomra. And then he continued it and finished. Afilu shah kedei ligmar es kula yotza. The machaber says, even if it was shah kedei ligmar es kula is yotze, afilu hayafsik machmas onus, even if it was through an onus. In other words, he is paskening like the Rambam and the Rif, that it is only in tefillah that shah kedei ligmar es kula is problematic, but in everything else not. Hagah v'yesh omrim, tim hoya onus v'hifsik kedei ligmar es kula, chozer l'rosh v'hochi nohug. The Rama says, the Yesh Omrim, this is Tosas and the Rosh, that if it was Shoha Machmas Onis, if it's Kedei Ligmar Eskula, the halachi is that you have to start over from the beginning. So that, in the case of Tefillah, everyone will agree that you'll have to say it over again, except that, according to the Rif and the Rambam, that is, even if it is not Machmas Onis, whereas according to Tosas and the Rosh, even in tefillah, it's only if it was shah machmas onus. In everything else, according to the Rif and the Rambam, which is the way the Machaber paskins, even if it was machmas onus and shah kedei ligmar es kula, you're yotze. According to Tosas and the Rosh, which is the way the Rama paskins and says the minig is, in anything else, if it was machmas onus, then you have to go back to the beginning. Shalom machmas onus, you do not have to. Says the Ramo, Misharin Inyan Hashihi Lefi Akore Velo Lefi Rov Bnei Adam. The way we measure the halach of Shal Kedei Ligmar is Kula is according to the pace of the reader, the one who is saying Shema himself, not everybody else. So that if there's someone who takes a particularly long time over saying Shema, his Shal Kedei Ligmar is Kula will be measured by him, and the same in reverse for somebody who leans very quickly. So he too, he would measure his own, which would end up being a lot shorter. The Mishnah Berurah brings up that although the Rama writes here that the minhag is like Tosas and the Rosh, the Darkei Moshe himself wants to be machalik between a Daraisa and a Darabonon. That in a Daraisa one should be machmir, whereas in a Darabonon one could be somach on the Rambam and the Rif, that with regard to any mitzvah that is only a Darabonon, that we say that other than tefillah, a shal kedei ligmar is kula doesn't passel. The Magen Avraham is choshish for that with regard to bracha. According to the Magen Avraham, anytime you're dealing with a bracha is derabanan, or you're dealing with a mitzvah derabanan with regard to the bracha on it, you should not say the bracha over again. So that you should say over without a bracha. With regard to Birkas HaMazon, since that is a Daraisa, but on the other hand we find that it has certain leniencies, the Magen Avraham has a suffix. The Mishnah Berurah actually is Machmer in Birkas HaMazon. He says that Birkas HaMazon, there are no leniencies with regard to this halacha. We definitely consider it a Daraisa, and Shal Kedei Ligmar is Kula, you've got to go back. But what do we call Shal Kedei Ligmar is Kula? The entire benching is viewed as one unit. That means the three brachas d'oraisa are one unit. Unless it was shal kedei ligmar, all of the three brachas, you would not have to say the bracha over again. Now, as far as lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that although many are cholak on the Magen Avraham, it's best not to say a bracha. So, for example, if someone was shal kedei ligmar as kulash machmas onis, in the case of Hallel, he should say it over again, but would not make a bracha because of the Magen Avraham. Now, the Magen Avraham says something else. He says that all of this was only for shtika, when you're silent. But if someone speaks, so it depends. If he's a shogeg, we'll give it the same halacha, that if it was not ligmar as kula machmas onis, the halacha is that he does not have to go back to the beginning again. Whereas what if it's bemezid? The Magen Avraham says that really one should say it over again. Just he doesn't think that people are mezidin. He thinks that many people think that you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle. The Mishnah Berurah says if that's the case, if you're dealing with someone who should know better, he is mezid. However, Rov Poskim say that you do not have to go back to the beginning again. He brings the Gra and Rov Achronim. That's the way Paskins. So even though one spoke bemezid in the middle of Kriya Shema, the halach is he goes back to where he was up to. In the case of someone who spoke in the middle, where we say that he should go back to where he was up to, the Mishnah Berurah says that in brachas you should not go back. Now we're going to get to very soon. The Mishnah Berurah has several kulis with regard to Birkas Kriya Shema. Anyway, what do we call an onus? Shal machmas onus, the Magen Avraham says, and this is the way we paskin, with regard to everything but tefillah, is only if the person couldn't lahalocha daven, or say Shema. What happens if there's someone preventing him from? There's someone standing over him with a gun that's not allowing him to. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out, like the Magen Avraham, that with regard to anything but tefillah, we will not call that an onus, and the halacha will be that you do not have to go back to the beginning again. Now, getting back to Birkas Kriya Shema and Shema, so the halacha is, if Shal Kedei Ligmar is Kula, you go back. What is Kula? The entire unit of Kriya Shema and its brachas, the unit of Kriya Shema, each parsha, each bracha, the Mishnah Berurah is mistapik. He therefore concludes as follows. Within each parsha of Kriya Shema, Shal Kedei Ligmar is Kula, go back and say that parsha again. With regard to Shal Kedei Ligmar, all three parshias, say the entire Kriya Shema again. It's not a chash of a bracha levatola. So that if you were only Shal Kedei Ligmar one parsha, you certainly don't have to say all three over again, because Maman of Shach, if we look at them as one unit, then Shal Kedei Ligmar as Kula would have to be measured as the entire unit. If it was only Shal Kedei Ligmar that parsha, just say that parsha again. Shalkadeh Ligmar, all three. So if you're in Vayomer, say all three Parshias again within the brachas. So if it was Shalkadeh Ligmar a bracha, well, if it was Shalkadeh Ligmar, that particular bracha, so you should go back to the beginning of the bracha. The problem is that it's a suffix. Maybe the whole thing is one unit. So if it was Shalkadeh Ligmar, the entire unit, only then would he go back to the beginning of the bracha. Otherwise not. Not only that, but he wouldn't go back to the beginning of the first bracha, because maybe the brachas are independent. So lahalacha, if it was Shalkadeh Ligmar, just that bracha, he wouldn't say it over again. But if it was Shalkadeh Ligmar, everything, Kriyishma, with its brachas, only then would he go back to the beginning of that bracha. If he was Shalkadeh between brachas, doesn't make a difference how long, he would never say over a bracha. Mishnah Berurah brings up that lechatchila, one should not be mafsik kedei ligmar es kula, even not machmas onis, anywhere in Kriyishma, the bracha is halal. So he says that a shliach tzibur who is singing in Birkas Kriyishma, say on Shabbos, should make sure that the niggun isn't too long, that it's shalkadeh ligmar is kula. Now, then he goes into the halacha, where if someone is about to start Shmona Esrei, he's towards the end of Birkas Kriyishma, and he realizes that the tzibur is saying chazaras hashatz, and he wants to say kedusha with them. But it's going to be a while, and he's going to be shalkadeh ligmar is kula there, even that one bracha. So to tell him that he shouldn't wait, you shouldn't, because kedusha is more chashiv. Bidiyeved, of course, since it was not machmas onus, the halacha is he will not have to go back to the beginning. But lechatchila, there's a better thing to do. He should say a few words and stop. Say a few words and stop. This way, at no point did he have one big hefsik of kedei ligmar eskula. Therefore, if someone sees that he's going to have to be mafsik in the middle of Birkas Kriyishma to answer Kaddish or Kedusha, so what he should do is pace himself in a way that he says a little bit and then waits, says a little and waits, says a little and waits, so that he shouldn't find himself at the very end of Birkas Kriyishma, where, say, just before Tzur Yisrael, he's going to have to be Shoek Kedei Ligmar Eskula.